Hey there. Are you right now in a rut, a little off, or have you ever felt recently a little off or in a rut and you weren't exactly sure how to get out of it? Maybe you got out of it just by accident. You sort of moved gradually out of it, but you're not really clear how you got in it and how you got out of it. If you're like that now or you've ever been like that, I've definitely got something that can help you with that. So, hey there, my name is Bill Gallagher. I'm the scaling coach and host of the Scaling Up Business Podcast. We bring shows to you every week on everything to do with people, strategy, cash, and the leadership required to develop yourself and your company and get things growing. You'll find hundreds of episodes with tips like these and much more at scalingcoach.com. So, listen, I was working with a guy named Alex a few years ago, and he came to one of our monthly CEO coaching calls in between our quarterly team sessions. And he said, listen, I'm really off, Bill. I don't know exactly what it is, but I am off and I just have no passion for this. And maybe it's time I got out of this business and let somebody else take it over. And I listened to him, and I know that we all have moments like that, and it didn't faze me in the least. I knew that this was a momentary thing and not like a fundamental shift in his needing or wanting to get out of the business. I knew he was well suited to it. I knew the business had potential. And sometimes you know that as well intellectually, and yet you can't sort out why you're off. So here's the thing that I did with Alex in that moment and that I do with myself regularly and our other coaching clients is we want to identify the decisive moment, the moment we made a decision unconsciously that threw us off. So when you go off, it feels often like there's a slow erosion and we're not sure how to get ourselves back in the game. It's really helpful if you take a minute to reflect, perhaps with a partner, an accountability buddy, a forum, a mastermind, or some other kind of thing, someone very close to you knows you well, or perhaps just dealing with the person in the mirror, and that's you I'm talking about. And you think about, okay, when was I last okay and feeling great, and when did it shift? Whether conscious or not, there is a moment, and you can find it, where you went off. In that moment, you made an unconscious decision. This isn't for me or whatever. It's probably a BS decision. And that you made and decided in that moment when something didn't go according to plan, when some intention expectation was thwarted, when you just didn't get what you wanted. And then you decided to quit or to give up or to whatever, resign. And then since then, you've been going through the motions. You've been faking it. You've been feeling bad about this or that. You've been, out being mean to the people around you or just to you. So all you really need to do is notice that moment and start to then backtrack all the things that have happened since then, just how far off you've gone, and recognize kind of the absurdity of it. Then begin to remember what it is that you really are committed and passionate about. What inspired you in the business or the project or whatever it is that you're working on in the first place? Like, go back to that well before the moment when things are dealing with recognizing that decision more than what happened, the setback is what's been impacting you. And you just don't have a lot of freedom in that area. So we want to get that decision. We want to notice our whole world of that. And we'll start to connect to something bigger, longer term, better than that. You may even need to reconnect with the whole thing. You could also use some story narrative type thing for yourself. Imagine yourself as a heroic character having overcome that setback that you made a decision about, having dealt with the circumstances that you're currently dealing with, but dealt with them effective, not having them disappear, but having been effective and victorious over those circumstances. What do you notice about yourself? You can start to reconnect to a more powerful, successful, confident, creative, playful, flexible kind of you that's always been there, but just got a little shut in the corner in that moment where you made a decision. So the first step is really go back and find that decision. Hope this is helpful. look for the decision, figure out what it is or where you've gone off, either now or when it happens again. And I promise you, this will make a big difference. If it's helpful, please like, subscribe, share it with somebody else, and keep scaling up.